We're doing now the Kino of Arze Halavonon Chof Aleph.
I want to follow up on what Rabbi Lori mentioned earlier. Tosfos and others bring down Homozalo, Yerushalayim, those that mourn, those destruction, would be there for the rebuilding. But conversely, those who did not truly mourn, those who did not truly feel the loss, they submit to Orban, will not be there for the rebuilding. And the question is, how can we do that? As you mentioned, we were not there. We don't know what it was like to have a base of Mikdash. Someone hears about a distant relative they never met, and then he was nifter all of a sudden. So they say, broke by an MS, I'm so sorry. And they really feel a loss. Can they truly mourn someone they never knew? And we truly mourn something we never experienced. And if we look perhaps to our leaders of previous generations, the question becomes even more puzzling. The great Rabbi Akiva, who championed the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael, when Moshe Rabbeinu went to see him give shir, he couldn't even sit in the front row. He was so amazed and said, Torah should be given to him. How does Rabbi Akiva demonstrate true mourning for us? So one story after another puzzles us further. When the capital in Rome was filled with joy for the Chorban, Rabbi Akiva was laughing. When he walked by the Makom HaMikdash and saw a fox traveling through, again, he was laughing. On the deathbed of his Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, he was in tremendous pain, so much that the Talmidim were crying. Rabbi Akiva was laughing. When he buried his son at the Levaya, Rabbi Akiva was laughing. And the gruesome murder described in the Skina, the 10 martyrs, talks about his flesh being burned. At that point, Rabbi Akiva was laughing. But we're supposed to be misavo on Yerushalayim. He doesn't know how to cry. He always sees the positive. The Gemara in Kedushin brings down perhaps one story, one case, where Rabbi Akiva himself actually cried. The time he cried was when he learned that you need a kapara for even wanting to do an avera. So imagine someone who actually did an avera. The lost building was a symptom. He cried for the cause, for our averos. To feel what a korban was, what the base of mikdash was, that may be challenging for us. But to look at an avera and cry, that's something we can and must do. The Hanani ben Trajo, one of the 10 martyrs, describing this kina as well as on Yom Kippur in greater length, the amazing story when he was wrapped in the Torah scroll that they always fought from and set afire, the ensuing conversation between himself and his Talmidim who were in shock, they asked him, Rebbe, what do you see? He said, I see the parchment is being burned, but the letters are going up to Shemayim. Our job is to bring those letters back down. Our job is to bring the Torah back down to this world, into our lives, and into our hearts. And if we really mourn for and correct our averos, we will let Hashem go back to a time when all of Tariq Mitzvot, the entire Torah, can be fulfilled. In the coming of Mashiach, in Heir of Yameinu, Amen.
Sorry, I'm coming back. Okay. I think it's always nice. Say, Halvon, on the way out, Torah.